was attending a big evangelism meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. And there were two speakers speaking at the Bellevue Baptist Church in Nashville. One was Dr. Jerry Glisson, who was the pastor of the Leawood Heights Baptist Church in Memphis. And they introduced him, and he came from his chair weeping, sobbing, not just weeping, but sobbing. And in his sobs, he said, "I want you to pray for me. Please pray for me. Because I don't know how I'm going to have the strength to preach. Just the other evening, I followed my son through the streets of Memphis till I found him. He's a drug addict. And when I found him, I said to him, 'Why don't you run a knife through my heart? Kill me quickly.' And they go home and do the same thing to your mother." This is the pastor saying this. "Because you're killing us by degrees, by the way you're living." And then Dr. W.A. Criswell, the famous pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, came as the second speaker. And he said, "I want to preach on broken things. Because God will never use you like He wants to use you until you're broken." And he told lots of stories. He told the story about John Wesley. Wesley was just under 5 feet tall, but a mighty preacher and a mighty man of God. He said someone came to visit Wesley one day in his home, and Wesley's wife was dragging him through the house by the hair of his head. Finally, she left him, and Wesley said, "She's gone, and I'm not going after her." And then he told his story. He said, "Beloved, I only have one daughter. Just one daughter, Annie. And my little Annie came in and said, 'Daddy, I'm expecting a baby. And I don't have a husband.' Dr. Crystal raised that baby as his own. And I thought, I want God to use me. But I don't want to have to go through those kind of things. I want to be the exception. I want to be the preacher that's not been broken, that hasn't suffered, and God still uses it. But I'm giving a testimony now, and I want to tell you something. If I had 1,000 wives, so help me God, I'd give every one of them to be a preacher of the gospel. But I can affirm to you, after 54 years in the ministry, that the Lord is not going to use anyone like He wants to use them until they're broken. And I don't know what it will take to accomplish that in your life, but it will be accomplished. The idea is that Satan wants to destroy you. But God's not going to let that happen. God's going to take the very thing that Satan uses to destroy you and turn it around and make you the man or the woman God wants you to be. But in this most personal of all Paul's epistles, in this book of 2 Corinthians, it's not about constructing the church. It's about the suffering of God's man and how God puts His man together in a way that brings glory to the Lord. Most of us are so consumed with having the right message. But God's desire is for us to be the right messengers. And when we're the right messengers, God will give us the right message. And the vessel that He shapes in that way will be one that He gets great glory from.